I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, good morning. This is Bob Sherwood welcoming you on this Friday morning. Yes, last night was the debates. They were pretty exciting if you were watching Andrew Yang, but if you're watching the other people, you were probably bored to tears as they pretty much said the same thing. We hate Trump. Got to get Trump out of office. He's impeached. He's horrible. He tweets insulting things. And the economy's not good. Well, we know the economy is bustling and the stock market's hitting a new high, but the economy's not good. The economy's bad. It's good for the wealthy people. Oh, by the way, you know who owns most of the 401ks? The middle class. And the stock market goes up, guess what happens to their 401ks? They go up. The rest of the Democrats, except for Yang, are boring, have nothing to say, and literally can make no contribution. Yang finally stepped forward and said what I've been suggesting to Democrats for the last probably 6 months. You can't beat Trump by saying the economy isn't good. There's too many data points in his favor. You can't beat Trump by saying that the economy is not because of him, but it's because of Obama. Yang pointed it out. It's irrelevant. The economy is good. It's great. The problem is other things. Two things about Yang. First, he's a lawyer. He was an entrepreneur. I'm not sure from Wikipedia how successful he was as an entrepreneur, but as near as I can tell, he went to Columbia Law School and graduated from a place that's called Phillips Academy. I'm not sure what that is, but it seems like in my background, I remember that's a fairly elite academy. So he has money from somewhere. Maybe it's his own, maybe it's his family, we don't know. Shoot, maybe he's backed by the Chinese government. I don't know, but that's not the point. The guy makes sense. The guy could really give Trump a run for his money because he's so factual driven. He's not going to fight Trump on the economy. The economy's good. He's not going to fight Trump on the things that Trump was elected on. That's what he said last night. Trump was elected on certain things, and those things he's doing. The wall, the tax reduction, the new agreements with China and Mexico and Canada. That's what he was elected on. That's what he's doing. You can't fight Trump for doing the things that 64 million people voted him in to do. And that's what Yang's point. You have to get another platform to beat Trump. I don't know if Yang can beat Trump, but I like his style. He's not aggressive. He's not intimidating. He makes a point. Clear, concise sentences. Oh, sure. Somebody might laugh at his idea of giving $1,000 to everybody and people, oh, that's just stupid. Wait a minute. That's just a tax cut. That's the same thing. It's a tax break. But it's for everybody. Will the millionaires get it? Well, why not? The point is, the poor people will get it too. So everybody gets it. So it might not be bad just because it goes to the wealthy people too. Since most of the people are middle class or poor, they will get it. It's just a huge tax cut. It's a direct cash back into the economy. You want to put money into the economy, You put it into people that will spend it on goods and services. That's what Yang is saying. Let's figure it out. 350 million people. $1,000 each is $350 billion back into the economy immediately. If I got a check in the mail for $1,000, I'd probably go buy a new TV. Poor people would probably go buy clothes. But the point is, it goes back into the economy. No, he's got some good ideas and expressed them last night. And he told the other Democrats how to beat Trump. But they're not listening because they think the only way to beat Trump is to beat up on Trump. And Yang says, forget it. Don't talk about impeachment. Don't talk about how bad Trump is. Talk about what you can do specifically. And don't argue that his policies are bad because 64 million people like his policies. So you're not going to get those 64 million people to vote for you if you have a whole different set of policies. But I can tell you that a lot of those 64 million people would vote for someone else that has the same policies or better, but has a better personality and way of delivering them. I, for one, I like Trump's policies. I don't like what Trump says in his tweets. Some of them are just stupid. They're asinine. They're the kind of things you could accept a high school kid to say. But darn it, he said what he was going to do before he was elected, and he's doing it. I didn't vote for him because of the way he was going to do it, or the fact that he would be, you know, verbally aggressive. I'd have voted for him to get those policies done. And guess what? He's getting them done, despite the Democrats. I'm going to give Yang's office, wherever it is, in New York, a call. I'm actually going to donate some money to his campaign, because I like him. Maybe he won't make it this time, but I think he's the kind of analytical person that could make it. He's clear, he's articulate, he's nice looking, and he's on the stage with other Democrats. And he says to the American people, I guess you're wondering why I got here, why I am here. I wasn't. I knew why he was there. I was wondering why the other Democrats were there. Because they all said the same thing in slightly different ways. That's all for today. Get your pocketbook out. Look up this guy Yang and send him a little money. I think he could use it.